RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. If you're a woman out there in Her Radio land, I'll bet that at least one time, if not a million times, you've said to yourself, man, I feel cold all the time. What's that about? Well, I got 10 reasons why you're feeling so cold, so whip out a pen and a pencil, or maybe your iPad or whatever you got sitting around, and let's look at them. The first one is, what? You're too thin? Well, low body weight can chill you out for a couple reasons. First, when you're underweight, you lack an adequate level of body fat to insulate you from all kinds of cold temperatures. The other one is that to maintain that low body mass index and weight, you've got to reduce your food intake, so you're likely aren't eating very much. And when you skimp on those calories, you put the brakes on your metabolism and you don't create enough body heat. So, girlfriend, pack on a few, will ya? No, I just mean it very healthfully, obviously. But, you know, more slender people do lack that insulation. And so there's your first reason. Second one is you better get your thyroid checked out. First thing you want to do is make sure that you're not hypothyroid, because, you know, being cold is a telltale sign of being hypothyroid. So whip right on in there to your doctor's office and get a simple blood test. It's a thyroid panel or profile, and you'll be able to understand whether or not you got this issue. You know, and some other telltale signs of hypothyroidism are thinning hair, dry skin, and fatigue. And remember, 4.5% of Americans have this condition, and the rates are much higher in women. All right, and especially those who've been recently pregnant or over the age of 60. So scope it out, girlfriends. The next one is you don't get enough iron. And this is especially true for all you people who aren't eating a lot of, you know, red meat or anything too. So remember, you've got to eat enough iron and get your iron checked. Run over to your doctor and just make sure your iron levels are okay. And they'll check for something called ferritin, and you'll be able to discuss that with your doctor and figure out what's going on. So without enough iron, your red blood cells can't effectively do their job and you shiver. All right, so you got to make sure it's a key mineral that helps your red blood cells carry that oxygen throughout the body, bringing heat and other nutrients to every cell in your body. All right, the next one, you have poor circulation. This is very true for a lot of people who have heart disease, for instance. It's a sign that your heart's not pumping blood effectively, or maybe there's a blockage somewhere. Something else is called Raynaud's disease, which prompts the blood vessels in your hands and feet to temporarily narrow when your body senses cold, so you get super, super low circulation. Lot of reasons why people have poor circulation. So run on in and get that checked out by your primary care provider if you think that's your problem. The next one is, ho, 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 you aren't getting enough sleep. Yeah, wipe the shock off your face. Sleep deprivation can wreak havoc on your nervous system, throwing off all of your regulatory mechanisms in the brain that affect body temperature. So it's super important that you're not sleep deprived. You know, it's important to understand that in our medical literature, researchers have documented a drop in body temperature in 20 sleep-deprived adults occurs when you are absolutely deprived. That means that you have less than your normal 7 to 8 hours of sleep. That's right, you heard me, 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So get some shut eye out there, for crying out loud. All right, you're dehydrated. Up to 60% of the human body is water, and water helps regulate body temperature. So drink that water all day long, and don't be saying to me that you just drank 16, you know, venti whatevers from the barista. That's coffee. That will dehydrate you even further. So for every one of those cups of coffee that you have out there, drink 2 cups of water. That's right. It's 2 to 3 times as dehydrating, so keep that in mind. So important. Oh, here's one I bet you didn't know. You're too cold because you don't consume enough vitamin B12. And this is a nutrient found only in animal products, plays a big role in preventing big chills. The body needs vitamin B12 to make red blood cells. And I just told you, didn't I, that they carry oxygen throughout your entire system, helping heat up the rest of the body. This is so important. So B12 deficiency is a big problem, especially among vegetarians and vegans who may have to take extra supplementation to be able to keep up with all of that. So watch out. So if you're low level, you could also, by the way, measure this. Check it out. You could also just take some extra B vitamins in a simple supplement if you're a vegetarian or vegan. Now, here's a very interesting reason. It's because you're a woman. Find yourself in a constant battle with your spouse or, you know, some male office mates for control of the thermostat. Yeah, well, I do this all the time and constantly sneaking up at home and otherwise to be able to get that thermostat to go to a much warmer place. You know, my husband likes the entire house to feel like a meat locker. Are you kidding me? Well, it turns out that feeling cold is really gender specific. Women are better at conserving heat than men. In order to do this, our bodies are programmed to maintain blood flow to vital organs such as the brain and the heart. This directs the blood flow toward those organs and away from less vital organs like, yeah, the hands and the feet, you know, the little fingersicles that we walk around with. So that's why we're always so much more cold. And we found that, well, for instance, researchers at the University of Utah found that though women had a slightly higher core body temperature than men, their hands came in at an average of, get this, 2.8 degrees cooler. So guys, listen up and lighten up, man. This is all about us being a woman. That's why we're so cold. And here's two more reasons. Because you got diabetes. Uh-oh. Diabetes that's not kept in check, meaning that you either don't know you have it or you're not managing it well, will lead to something called peripheral neuropathy, a constant attack on the nerves that provides the sensation to your hands and your feet. When this happens, you experience numbness, sometimes pain in the hands and feet, and these nerves are also responsible for sending messages to the brain regarding temperature sensation. So that's why your hands and your feet may feel cold. So it develops very gradually, so you may not realize you have it, but for crying out loud, get yourself checked out if you think you're going to the pre-diabetic or diabetic place. And if you already have diabetes, you have to be on red alert to make certain you're not running into this kind of a problem. Now, the final reason, you need to bulk up your muscle mass. Man, you are talking to the right person here. Dr. Pam Peek, that's me. I'm all about muscles. So when I see this, it means that please get on out there and hit the weight room. And if you're not hitting the weight room, just use your own body weight. Build some more muscle. Power up that furnace that helps you stay warm. Seriously, it works like a charm. You don't have to look like Serena Williams. She's magnificent, but most women will never get that. So stay on top of it. What have we been talking about? Well, we've been talking about the 10 reasons you feel cold all the time. You're too thin. Check out your thyroid. You don't get enough iron. You've got poor circulation. You don't get enough Z's. I mean sleep. You're dehydrated. You don't consume enough vitamin B12. You're a woman. You have diabetes. And honey, get some muscle on board. So terribly important. All right. So there you have it. The 10 reasons you feel cold all the time. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and every one of you, stay well.